The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at Warden Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson for Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL, getting ready to bring you the starting lineup from the start of tonight's contest. As we're getting ready, I think they're getting set for the national anthem here. We'll see. PA guy, Sandy, I don't know if he's going to introduce the national anthem or for the band. They've got the pep band here up in the balcony up to our, I guess that would be to our north. So I don't know if they're just going to start playing. It doesn't look like he's going to introduce them. he's standing next to the scorer's table at this point, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're waiting for him to introduce. I see the band director. Oh, here we go. Now he's getting ready to introduce him. So, all right, so here's the national anthem. Oh, actually, no, we're Moline's fight song first. They played ours, now the Moline fight song. All right, so, Eric, a good way to start the night here. The sophomores, a really nice comeback with a double overtime win over the Moline sophomores, 58-50. But it's, they were showing some Western Big Six stats up on their video board, and Kara Kilgore, the second leading scorer in the conference, just under 15 points a game, about 14-7 behind. Of course, Cammie Ludwig from Geneseo is having a pretty good year. What, over 25 points a game?
Yeah, she's having a great year, and but Kara's having a great year too. Yeah. I mean, Cammie's what, a senior, and Kara's just a sophomore, so right. Very strong year. Streaks come into this game fourth in the Western Big Six, whereas Moline comes in for a tie, in a tie for second with Rocky.
All right, so now I believe we are getting ready for the national anthem here from Warden Fieldhouse in Moline. We'll be sending it down to PA announcer John Bradley for our starting lineups coming up after the national anthem. So the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons, and now national anthem from the Moline Pep Band here at Warden Fieldhouse. Pep band here at Moline High School getting ready to get things underway between the Streaks and the Moline Maroons. Now let's send it to PA announcer John Bradley for our starting lineups.
Now for this evening's starting lineups, first of the visiting Silver Streaks of Galesburg High School. Sophomore number 4, Kiara Kilgore. Senior number 10, Grace Nelson. Senior number 24, Cadence Leidick. Senior number 32, Abby Lingefelter. And senior number 40, Abigail Davidson.
Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, by the way. They don't have it in the program. That's probably why he's not saying it. They didn't list the coaches for either team. They just got the players.
And so Now the starting lineup for the home team, our own Moline Maroons. At guard, senior, number 12, Caroline Hazen. At guard, junior, number 24, Paige Melton. At guard, senior, number 40, Isabella Smith. At forward, junior, number 43, Samantha Vito. And at forward, junior, number 52, Halen Hotchkiss. Joining the Maroons on the bench tonight, second grader from Jane Addams, Liv Ryder. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey. The Maroons are coached by Adrian Ritchie.
Tonight's
officials are Terrence Simmons, Cliff Hinton, and Carol Matthews.
Thanks to PA announcer John Bradley here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Streaks in their road, dark gray with their white numbers and silver and white trim. Moline in their home maroon or home white with the maroon numbers and maroon and silver trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Abby Davidson at 6'1". Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
We're going to be starting there. Only 35 minutes late time.
Yeah, is that all?
Oh, so, 36 minutes.
Oh, what time is it now? 7:36 now. Okay, so, yeah, late start. Again, double overtime. And so, again, Abby Davidson stepping into the center circle for the Streaks. And for the Maroons, I believe it'll be Samantha Vito.
Well, last time these two teams met up, Vito had 13 points and 4 rebounds, and Smith had 13 points, 12 rebounds. Streaks need to shut them down. Cadence Tatum had 10. I don't believe she's playing today. Is that correct?
That is correct. Streaks with it out, off the opening tip. Cadence Leidick gives out high to Grace Nelson. Now Abby Lingenfelter back to Cadence Leidick on the right baseline. Swing it all the way over to Thera Kilgore. A little bit too high. Went through Kiara's hand. So the Streaks start with a turnover.
Well, you never want to see when you're throwing that skip pass the ball go up in trajectory because then it comes down quick, and that's what happened right there. Unfortunately, Cadence just put a little too much arc on it.
And I didn't catch. I know they put through a lot of 1-3-1 as Grace Nelson comes up with a steal. Grace down the right side, up off the glass, missed it. Kira with a rebound up off the glass and in. Streaks with a lead. So the teams exchange turnovers. Streaks get a basket and lead 2-0. 7:29 to play first quarter. Inside a steal by Abby Davidson. Grace Nelson back the other way on the dribble, right side, top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter. Left wing goes to Cadence Leidick. Down on the right block, Abby Davidson fakes left, fakes baseline, turns around, now kicks back out to Cadence on the wing. Cadence penetrates, gets past the defender, kicks to Grace Nelson, right wing for three, and airballed it. Rebound, Abby Davidson. Nice job of keeping that one inbounds. Hands off to Kara in the left corner. She'll bring it back out to the wing, gets to Grace Nelson, out high. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks, who lead 2-0. Abby Davidson, right wing.
Streaks have to identify this as a 2-3 zone, and now I think they finally have.
Now backdoor pass. Oh, nice block. Boy, a nice backdoor pass. I think it was that from Grace to Abby Davidson, and it was Vito got there with a nice block on it. Back the other way, three-pointer from the right baseline, in and out, no good by Bella Smith, and Abby Davidson with a rebound for the Streaks, who lead 2-0, 6:35 to play first quarter.
Abby thought that was going to be an easy layup, and unfortunately, as Grace Nelson trips over her feet and loses the ball out of bounds. Abby should have had an easy layup there. Vito came over. You've got to be able to recognize that the defender's coming and shield the defender away from the ball with your body, and that would have possibly been an and-one if Abby had done that.
I don't think she's used to having somebody be able to get high enough to block hers either. This is Smith with it out high.
That was Vito.
Or Vito, I'm sorry, gives to Melton. Melton with it, right baseline, 15-footer. May have been blocked there. I didn't see who was there with the hand, but Grace Nelson comes away with it. Down court to Cadence Leidick. Underneath, overthrew Abby Davidson, and Kiara Kilgore able to run it down the left corner. Penetrates, gets by the defender, up off the glass, and then took a hit to the side of the head. And Kiara's got all four of the Streaks points. They lead 4-0, under six to play here in quarter number one.
Yeah, good job, though, by Kiara not letting it affect her. She took the hit to the face and then kept going through as the official did not blow the whistle.
This is Hazen down the right side. Cut off shot blocked. Ooh, Abby Davidson with a block. And who are they going to call, Abby?
I think we're going to get Cadence on the body is my guess, but it looked like that contact was all created there by Hazen.
First foul of the basketball game goes against Cadence Leidick, and that'll put Caroline Hazen at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up, rolls off no good. 4-0 Streaks, 5:45 to play first quarter. Late start here tonight as the sophomores went double overtime and come out with a win here tonight. Streaks 58-50. Hopefully we get that kind of result in the varsity game, but without the two overtimes would be nice.
Yeah.
Second shot up and good. There's the first point from Moline at the 5:45 mark of the first quarter, 4-1 Streaks. Grace Nelson to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles, left wing Cadence Leidick. Cadence mid-post to Abby Davidson, turns and faces up and gets pushed out of the lane, no call. Now Kiara Kilgore gets blocked from behind by Smith, and Moline comes away with it. This is Smith on the right wing. Kicks out high to Paige Melton. Melton now on the dribble right side. Right baseline goes to Vito. Looking for some help. Nice defense, and had to throw it off the leg of Kiara Kilgore. And it's going to go back to Moline.
It's going to bring Capri into the game. Greats will have a seat for some for the Streaks.
5:16 to play first quarter. 4-1 is the Galesburg lead. Inbound comes to Vito in the right corner. Gives to Hazen on the right wing. Nearly traveled with it.
Well, she pushed Keynes out of the way to get to that ball.
Now it's Bella Smith with it. Gives away to Samantha Vito out between the circles. Hands off to Hazen. Hazen dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Little runner up off the glass and in. Boy, that was a tough shot. Because she had defenders there, and it looked like she was going to throw it way too hard off the glass. I don't know how she was able to get it to fall, but it's 4-3 Streaks. Under five to play first quarter.
Ooh, they missed it.
Yeah, Abby Davidson wide open down on the block. Didn't get it to her. Now Cadence bounces for Kiara. Three-pointer right wing. Way too strong. Rebound Abby. Lingenfelter left hand up off the glass and in.
Abby with that just little floater of a shot got it up and gently kissed the backboard and in.
Now Hazen drives down the lane again. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Ooh, he calls a jump ball. She'd already come down by the time the whistle blew.
Well, and she had traveled with it.
Plus, yeah, she came back down with the ball after Abby had blocked it, so I'm not sure where you get the jump ball that late, but goes back to Moline. In for Moline is Renee Shipp. She's a senior. Hazen looking inbound, finally gets it in left baseline to Melton, 15-footer up and good for Paige Melton. 6-5 Streaks, 4:23 to play here in the first quarter. Capri Ferguson in the backcourt, Hazen all over, gets it across, and don't get in too much of a hurry, Capri. Finally gets it off to Kiara. Now Cadence with it near the center circle. Right wing it goes to Capri Ferguson. Nice backdoor pass to Kiara. Left hand up off the glass and in. She's got six. Assist to Capri Ferguson. 8-5 Streaks. 4:03 to play here in the first quarter. Right baseline. This is Shipp.
Ball's loose.
Ball gets loose, and Abby Davidson comes away with it for the Streaks. Capri Ferguson on the run, right side.
I didn't know if Abby saw that because it came down right next to her, but it didn't look like she located the ball initially.
Abby Lingenfelter drives
nice pass.
Right baseline, gets it off to Kiara. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Shipp for Moline. Down court it goes to Smith. Smith on the dribble left side. Pushes off and knocks Abby Lingenfelter down and no call. In fact, she's running over there to help her up, and the official just, ball goes to Moline, which it did go off of, I think, Kiara last. But, yeah, she pushed. I mean, Abby had some help. She didn't just fall. She got pushed down. Inbound comes right baseline. Vito up off the glass and in. Got away on that one.
Yeah, Streaks lost contained there of her, and she's going to make that jumper every time.
Cadence right baseline. Pulls up with a 10-footer. No good. Vito with a rebound with it on the run. 1-on-3 against the Streaks. Down the right baseline. And, oh, really? You're going to call a push on that? And Cadence is looking like, where?
That's going to be her second.
So two now on Cadence Leidig after you just had Abby get shoved to the floor down here, and there may or may not have been contact there, but that's two on Cadence Leidig. That'll bring Alexis Edgerson in and also Juniper Schwartzman as Abby and Cadence will get a break.
Timeout.
Mass timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:21 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 8, Moline 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Aerodith here. Gibson, 3:21 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg for providing our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Really nice pre-owned 2020 Nissan Altima SV. Wow, really like this. Heated seats, heated steering wheel, if you like that sort of thing. It's nice during the winter. I've got to tell you, really, really nice. We've driven Altimas before. They ride so nice. I love it's got the extra big screen with all your display. As the inbound comes to Melton, her 5-footer is up and good. And Moline has her first lead 9-8. But again, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Abby Lingenfelter on high right side. She'll fire the three.
Good.
Abby showing the range there here tonight. She's got five and make it 11-9 streaks, 3 minutes to play first quarter.
Abby just turned around and, oh, that should have been travel, no call.
And she knew it, and because she stopped and was waiting for the whistle to blow. That was Ship, and they
Ship
didn't call it.
Jumped up like she's going to shoot the ball and changed her mind.
Now she fires the three left wing and gets a basket. I don't know how in the world you missed that.
she stopped and looked like she's going to hand the ball to the official, and now the streaks with a careless turnover there, pass from Capri to Alexis. Alexis just didn't watch the ball into her hands. It goes off or out of bounds.
12-11 is the Moline lead. 2:40 to play first quarter. Hazen will bring it up, met by Alexis Edgerson, who's in for the streaks as well.
That looked like one of those plays down here where, like, every official thought the other official was going to call it, and then when no one did, they just decided to let it go.
Straight on, Melton misses the shot. Rebound Capri Ferguson for the streaks. Capri on the run down the left side. Hazen hand-checking, pushing off, and we're not going to call it. Free throw line, Abby Lingenfelter to Alexis Edgerson. Right corner goes to Kiara Kilgore for three, too strong. Rebound comes out long, kept alive by Abby Lingenfelter. Now Alexis Edgerson with it to Kiara, top of the key. Had a chance to drive and didn't do it. Now gives to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Stops, back out to Capri near the center circle. Back to Alexis Edgerson, right side. Now she'll fire the three. That's way off the mark. And the ball's going to fall out of bounds, and Moline will bring it back the other way with under 2 minutes to play in the quarter.
I didn't dislike that shot, though, there by Alexis, because she was wide open, Tom, and she passed it up the first time. The second time when the ball came back to her, she recognized that the defender wasn't going to cover her. So just go ahead and take that shot. Make them think about coming out there at you, because they're trying to hedge towards Kiara right now.
Melton down the left side of the lane, cut off by Capri Ferguson, looking for help. Now kicks to Ship in the left corner. She pushes off of Juniper Schwartzman and dribbled it out of bounds. So it's going to go back to the streaks on a Moline turnover.
Just stiff-arming her the entire way, no call.
Yeah, this official, we've seen that before with him.
Yes.
At our place last time. Was it our last home game? Yeah,
might
I can't remember. Left baseline, it goes to Juniper Schwartzman. Out high, it goes to Capri Ferguson on the left side. Back to Kiara in the left corner. Fires a three. That's too strong. Rebound comes out long to Hazen. Hazen on the run now across midcourt. Kicks left side on the run. That was shot up and missed by Smith. Now the rebound to Vito. Misses a shot. Streaks with it the other way. Alexis Edgerson drives in. Nice move up off the glass and in. I thought she was too far under the glass to get that one, but she still was able to reach under, get it up off the glass, lay it up and in. 13-12 streaks. Now a three from the left wing. No good by Smith. And Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound for the streaks. 1:02 to play. Down court to Alexis Edgerson.
Oh, they missed her.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
Abby Davidson wide open going down the right side. And Alexis just way too hard on it. Saw her open. Got a little bit too excited. And the streaks turn it over.
Yeah. That's been a two or three times now they've missed Abby wide open under the basket. And you can't do that. Those are easy points.
13-12 streaks. 54 seconds to play. Hazen will walk it up for the Maroons. Grace Nelson back in for the streaks. This is Vito.
Long
three-pointer that rolls around and through. Jeez. Samantha Vito with five. And make it 15-13 Moline. Alexis Edgerson right side. Kicks out to Grace Nelson. Back to Alexis right wing. Swing it over to Kiara Kilgore. Drives baseline. Little runner, and it's blocked by Vito. And coming away with it is Melton for Moline. Now Hazen with it out high right side. Now it's Ship.
Streaks have to recognize when Vito's in there, obviously, because she's not afraid to block shots.
Good block by Abby Davidson now on Smith, but Moline comes away with that time. A badly missed three by Vito, and they come back the other way.
That was probably a heat check. Vito was probably feeling pretty good after the three and the block shot.
Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Now Grace Nelson gives left wing to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara penetrates, a little runner up, missed it. Rebound kept alive by Abby Davidson as the clock runs out. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Moline Maroons 15, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Basketball to start the second quarter, trailing 15-13 at Warden Fieldhouse, Moline. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Capri Ferguson left wing. Nice back rope. So she had Abby back door. Abby Davidson got knocked away. Abby Lingenfelter came away with it. Got pushed out of bounds. No call. Now Kiara Kilgore comes up with it. Can't hit the easy one. Rebound comes away to Bella Smith for Moline. Smith on the run, right wing to Hazen. She'll fire the three. That's short. That rebound comes out long. Those streaks got out hustled on that one. Melton with it down on the left side. Kicks out to Smith. Now it's Vito to Hazen on the give and go down the right
off.
Side.
There we go.
There's the call. Pushed off
it's
on
been about every single time.
So Moline turns it over there. The foul on Hazen as she pushed Cadence out of bounds. It's not the first time it's happened. First time it's been called, though. So the streaks, 7-2 to 22 to play first half, trailing 15-13. Not a bad first quarter, but the streaks just need to clean some things up. Right baseline, three-pointer for Cadence. Lydic rolls off no good. Oh, a rebound he had. Abby Davis and Abby Lingenfelter both there. Neither one of them could grab it.
Did it not go out of bounds?
I thought it did. Now Vito comes right. I thought a couple of Moline players there. I thought it got knocked out of bounds. Now Hazen from the right wing, 15-footer in and out and back in. Hazen with five and make it 17-13 Moline. Abby Lingenfelter on high left side to Kiara Kilgore. Back to Abby. Puts it on the floor. Pushed by Hazen. No call again. I don't know how we don't. When did we let hand checking come back in? Left wing. Kiara Kilgore fakes. Penetrates. Splits defenders. Gets hammered. No call. The ball goes out of bounds. And if it's not a foul, it's got to be their ball because it was out on Kiara.
I don't understand.
But it goes back to the streak, so no foul. And Coach Massey just heard him say, protect the shooter. 6:38 to play. Checking in for Moline is a 44 who's not on the roster. I believe that looks like the one that was number 34 on the sophomore team, and she wasn't listed on there either. So I have no idea who it is. Inbounds goes to Abby Davis. Now we're going to call the foul. And 44th. I couldn't tell what he said her name was. Trying to listen for the PA guy. Went against the unknown player. And let's see. Charlize Martel.
Okay. Martel.
Yep. So Abby Davis at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up. Too strong. Charlize Martel. They had her as number 14 on the sophomore team. She's number 34. So Abby Davison, 6'1 senior at the free throw line. Streaks trail 17-13. Missed the other one. And Vito runs down the rebound. Hazen goes down to Smith on the right wing. Back to Hazen, top of the key. Stops, fires a long three-pointer. Missed it. And a rebound is run out long. Oh, they're going to say she stepped on the sideline. Bella Smith running after. I thought he was going to call a push on that. Abby Lingenfelter there. Probably could have, but you haven't been calling it the same. I guess that was a different official there. So the streaks will bring it back the other way, trailing 17-13. Capri Ferguson across midcourt gives to Abby Lingenfelter. Left baseline, Kiara Kilgore. Back to Abby Lingenfelter on high left side. Top of the key, Cadence Lydic. Goes to the free throw line, stops, and I think
short.
I didn't know if it got blocked or she just came up short.
No, I think she's just short. It looked like she didn't get her feet set real well. Hurried the shot some.
Smith thought about the three, didn't take it. Now Martel from the left wing, 17-footer is no good. Rebound, Melton on the offensive side, puts it up and in. That's something. The streaks are getting out hustled on the glass down there. And Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, I think he was seeing the same thing.
Yeah, because Melton got between three streaks and pulled that rebound down, put it right back up and in. 19-13 is the Moline lead with 5:49 to play here in the first half. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg for providing our transportation streaks, road games. Check this one out. You'll be able to see it on the lot tomorrow. Black in color, pre-owned 2020 Nissan Altima SV. Really, really nice vehicle. I was talking about last break, the great big display screen that's got, of course, all your audio and everything you want to see on there. But that backup camera, I was talking about them being high definition, really, really nice. It's also got the ProPilot Assist, and where you keeps you in your lane, and you put the cruise on, it keeps you in your lane, keeps you a certain distance behind the vehicles in front of you. Pretty nice features. You're going to check this one out at Galesburg Nissan. If you're looking new, you're looking pre-owned, they can help you out. Stop by and talk to them. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Grace Nelson back in, gets it across to Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Grace Nelson on high right side, 5:42 to play in the half. Left baseline, it goes to Kiera. Fakes, now gets to Grace, top of the key. Thought about the three, didn't take it.
You got to take open shots here, girls.
Kiera left baseline, she'll penetrate. Tried to dump it down to Abby Davis, the shot got there, a pass got blocked and stolen away.
Yeah, see, they got to take the open shot. They're trying to make things more difficult. I understand you're not killing it from three-point range, but you still got to take that shot to make them respect it.
Martell with it on the dribble, goes down the right side of the lane.
Right,
and
let's
call it
a
legal screen on
Vito, I believe.
Vito, yep. Samantha Vito with the call. That's her first. What's the turnover situation? I lost that.
7 for Moline, 5 for us.
Okay. I had us right. 5:14 to play first half. Streaks trail 19-13. Another chance to cut in. Alexis Edgerson back in for the Streaks. Gave Kiera a break. Right wing, Cadence Leidick. Bounces for Abby Lingenfelter. Just inside the free throw line, 14-footer. Tried to use some touch on him, pulled up short. Abby Davidson tried to save the rebound in bounds and stepped on the end line.
Tom, it just seems like every time we come here, the Streaks have a tough time shooting the basketball, at least in the first half. And they're come up short again a lot because, you know, I know it's tough. It's a bigger background. And
but really no different than we had the other night at Sterling, though. So,
right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and it just seems like they're in their own heads at this point.
Yeah, they're leaving everything short, it looks like.
Melton down the left side of the lane, pulls up, shot no good. Abby Lingenfelter with a good rebound, bounces for Grace Nelson. Grace on the run, down court it goes to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Back out to Grace, right side, now to Cadence, right wing. Oh, had Abby open again, missed her. Kicks out to Abby Lingenfelter, now Alexis Edgerson on the left wing. Back to Abby Lingenfelter, back to Alexis. Left side. Not even looking inside for that post up.
No.
Abby Lingenfelter on high left side. Now Alexis Edgerson on the wing. Kicks over to Grace Nelson. Grace back to Abby, top of the key. Left wing, Alexis Edgerson.
There
now Abby Davidson turns up off the glass. Got it in. She's fouled by Vito. That's going to be her second foul. Nice job. Worked it around. Finally got it into Abby Davidson. Nice turnaround. Took the contact up off the glass and in. And a chance at the traditional three-point play. Make it 19-15 with 4:07 to play here in the half. Streaks trailing. Kara Kilgore back in. To replace Cadence Leidick. So Abby Davidson at the free throw line with a shot. Missed two earlier in the quarter. In fact, she's attempted only two free throws.
You're right, though, Tom. They need to start going inside. We've talked about that almost every game since Mattoon, that they need to go inside some more. And finally, we see him do it there as that one spins in for Abby Davidson. 19-16 Streaks. 3 points out for Abby.
Pick up with full court pressure. Hazen carried the ball, coming across midcourt and makes
it
high. Just broke the pressure by yourself, but it's easy when you carry the ball, and Coach Mass is indicating that too. Vito up and in with an easy shot, make it 21-16 Moline. Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter fires a three, in and out, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound, up off the glass, and one. And if that's Vito, that's going to be her third. So I was a little surprised Coach Richie didn't take her out after the second.
Well, now she's going to. That's three.
Yep. So now it's going to be Halen Hotchkiss back in, and she'll replace Samantha Vito, who just picked up her third foul, and Abby Davidson with another crack at the traditional three-point play. Mass timeout, 3:48 to play in the first half. It is Moline 21, Galesburg 18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Morton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois, 3:48 to play first half. Streaks trail 21-18. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, of course, Adrian Richie in his first year as head coach, and he's got one of his assistants, Markeisha Harris, who was an outstanding player here and had a really good career up at Western Michigan as well.
Yeah, I think she played volleyball at Western Michigan.
Oh, was it volleyball? Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought she went up there and played basketball. Was it? But it was basketball.
Oh, it was
okay,
basketball.
Thank you.
Okay. We got confirmation.
Somebody in the know. Yeah, somebody in the know here. Well, she was an outstanding athlete either way.
She was a great volleyball
yeah,
player,
she was.
Too.
Abby Davidson at the free throw line. Shot is up and good, so her second consecutive traditional three-point play. She's got 6 points all here in the second quarter, 21-19 Moline. Right wing, three-pointer no good by Smith, and Kara Kilgore with a rebound. She'll bring it up herself across midcourt left side. Gets to Grace Nelson between the circles. Right wing it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Tried to throw it right in the passing lane there. It's stolen by Hazen. Hazen splits the defenders. Nice job by Abby Leofelter. Came up and knocked it away from behind her as Hazen. She's pretty wiry, knows how to find an opening, go into the basket.
Yeah, and she's quick with the basketball, yeah. But she carries the ball a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that makes you even quicker.
Yeah, it makes it a little easier.
Hazen in out for the left face.
Full timeout by Coach Ritchie.
So 3:23 to play in the half. We'll keep it right here.
Something he didn't like there after the timeout we just had 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, and so what happened down here on the streaks then with the turnover? They were playing that 2-3. They're coming out and pressuring a little bit. You can't. They're jumping in that passing lane. You gotta make sure before you let the ball go. You can't just if the play says it go, it's got to go here. You still have to look before you let it go.
Right, and it was a skip pass across to the other wing, and the far side top of the 2-3 zone was sitting in the passing lane.
3:23 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 21-19. Galesburg 16-4 overall, 4-3 in the Big Six. Moline 13-9 overall. They're 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Of course, these two teams met. Earlier in November, and the Streaks is really, really struggling in that one. That was a time that they weren't playing that well at all, even with some wins in there. Just were really struggling. I think we had, 23 turnovers in that game in particular, and something we've gotten a lot better at. But tonight, just a little out of sorts so far, but still in this one, down by two with 3:23 to play in the first half. Hazen to inbound from the left baseline for the Maroons. Looks over the defense. Gets it in, throws it into the backcourt. Yeah, was looking for Smith, or I'm not sure, but Smith was going the other way, threw over, but she was able to run down to the backcourt and get the ball. Now Shipp tried to get it inside, stolen away by Abby Lingefelter.
Threw it to the wrong side of Smith there, and Abby with the easy steal.
Alexis Edgerson, right wing, back out high to Grace Nelson, out high left side, Abby Lingefelter. Now they switch to the, was it a 1-2-2 now, looks like? I'm not sure. Hazen's playing out on the point, so maybe it's a 1-3-1 now, which they did against us down at our place. And, boys, pass in the same place, fortunately, Abby Lingefelter got it to Abby Davidson, right baseline, 10-footer no good, rebound kept alive by Kiera. Now it's going to go, and now it inside, it was Paige Melton tried, I think, throw it off of Kiera. She was able to catch it and gather herself, get a shot up and in. She's got 8, and we're tied at 21. I thought it had gone out of bounds at some point. Now Shipp drives down the right side, out of control. But we got a 2-shot foul. Where's the contact? Who's it on?
It's going to go.
Alexis Edgerson. Okay. She lost her balance. She had tripped and was just like, I don't know if there was any contact. It looked like she tripped on the way. So Renee Shipp to the free throw line with 2 shots. She hit a three-pointer earlier in the first quarter. We're tied at 21, 2:37 to play here in the first half. First free throw is good. Shipp, senior, I'm guessing a good 5'10", somewhere around there.
Yeah, that probably looks about right.
Hits the first, 22-21 Moline, and the second one rolls off no good, and somehow Melton got in there and tied up Abby Davidson for the rebound. No, didn't get a body on her on the opposite, because she came from the opposite side of the lane, and the possession arrow points toward Moline.
Well, Abby Lingefelter's got to get the box out there.
Back in is Bella Smith for the Maroons. Hazen inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Melton. Melton penetrates, and it's knocked away by Abby Lingefelter. That's going to go off Melton. Oh, no. Yeah, the official on the baseline is pointing our way. The official on the other side that didn't have the angle is saying that the Streaks hit it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
The official on top
right
of the ball
top of the play had the call.
Had the call right.
Jeez.
This official didn't see the ball bounce back and hit Melton in the hand. That's ridiculous.
Now Melton gets free underneath. Turn around on the left baseline. Missed it, though. Rebound, Abby Davidson.
Get him off.
Jeez.
Streak fans not happy there as Abby Davidson was draped with Moline players.
Caden Slidek out high. Grace Nelson and Abby Lingenfelter between the circles. Grace Nelson on high right side to Caden Slidek right baseline. Overthrew Abby Lingenfelter, and the Streaks turn it over. Hazen down the right side, one to beat.
Travel.
Travel with it, and they didn't call it. Missed the shot, though. She stopped in travel. Hazen still got the rebound. Now the pass knocked away by Kira Kilgore. We're going to have a tie-up.
This is going to be Streak basketball.
And it's going to go back the other way. I don't know how you missed that travel.
I don't know either, because she clearly shuffled her feet before she tried to take the shot there.
2:01 to play first half. Moline with a 22-21 lead over the Streaks. Abby Lingenfelter gives to Kira Kilgore. Left corner back to Abby. Inside it goes. Double teamed is
Sadie Davidson. Hotchkiss.
You know, she may have had a hand on
right.
her. There wasn't. I mean, she's gotten pushed, and there's been a lot, but I don't know that it happened on that play. They called Hotchkiss, and that's her first, and that's 16 fouls. So if there's any more, the Streaks will go to the free throw line. It'll be Capri Ferguson back in. She'll inbound from the left baseline with 1:52 to play. In it comes to Kiara. Right baseline for three, short. Rebound Abby Lingenfelter, turns right baseline, and now she got pushed. There we go.
Okay.
And that's going to go against, Smith. And that's her first foul. And that's going to put Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line with a chance of the one, a bonus. So Abby with five in the game, three and a two. 1:47 to play, and she can tie it here, give us a lead with a second. First shot is up and missed it.
Nope.
Rebound kept alive by Kiara, but Caroline Hazen comes away with it for the Maroons. This is Hazen with it down high. Right elbow. Gives to Smith down the left side. Late shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Kiara Kilgore comes away with it for the Streaks. Now Capri Ferguson. 4-on-1 break Streaks. Capri down the right side. Up off the glass. No. Wow. I think Hazen got a piece of it. And the ball is going to go off Hazen last. Streaks will have it on the left baseline with 1:25 to play.
Frustration there in Capri's face. She knows that she should have finished that layup.
Yeah. Or I would have, you know, make the fake and dish it to Alexis on the other side there. Capri to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Kiara right down the middle. Nice bounce pass to Abby Lingenfelter.
Nice.
Up and in.
And
she's
one.
Fouled. So the foul is going to go against, Nayla Anders. That'll be her first. And that'll put Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line. Just missed one moments ago.
Coach Rucci's going to bring Vito back in.
Oh, wow. Free throw up and good.
So. Probably not the most well-advised decision.
Oh no.
James is hammered it down. I think he must have just realized that she has the three fouls.
So Ship will come back in. She'll replace Hotchkiss. So the Streaks now with a lead, 24-22, 1:22 to play here in the first half. Hazen with it, top of the key on the dribble, out high left side to Ship. Ship guarded by Kiara Kilgore, bounces for Smith. Out high right side it goes to Hazen. Now Anders with it, back to Hazen. Hazen penetrates. And
travel.
Travel, no call, now a block. Nope, travel. Now second travel is going to be called, but not where it happened the first time. This is Anders gets called for the travel. 1:04 to play. Streaks with a 24-22 lead here in the first half. Late start here tonight as the sophomores went double overtime and came out with a win, 58-50. Abby Lingenfelter just overthrew Capri, and now the Streaks turn it over again.
Tom, the Streaks only have 8 turnovers, which isn't terrible, but at the same time, it feels like every single one of those has come at a time when they could push their lead up.
Yep. 48 to play now. Melton gives right wing to Smith, out high to Anders between the circles with 43 to play. Anders out high right side, picked it up. Bounce for Hazen out near midcourt. 38 to play. Hazen on the dribble, spins in the paint, scoops it up.
Oh, I don't know where the foul was.
Yeah, she made a good move and got away from the defender, but they called a foul on who? Alexis Edgerson. That's her second.
She spun away from Alexis.
Yeah,
I mean, she
made a really good move and avoided the defense. So we're tied at 24, 34.7 to play. Caroline Hazen at the free throw line. Chance at 3-point play and converts. She's got 8 in the game. Make a 25-24 Moline. 30 seconds to play in the half. Kiara Kilgore left side. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter left baseline with 25 to play. Swing it to Alexis Edgerson out high right side. Alexis picks up. Gives to Capri out between the circles with 18. Now to Adelina Felter to Kiara Kilgore, left baseline, left wing for three, too strong. Rebound to Hazen, and a near steal by Kiara. Oh, now you're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. Going after the loose ball. She knocked it away, and then they're both going after the loose ball. Kiara got called for the foul. That's her first. five team fouls on the Streaks.
9.4 left. Streaks just want to D up here and go into the locker room down one.
And you expect Hazen or somebody's going to penetrate, and there she goes. Nope, that bounces left wing for Anders. Yep. And the Knight didn't even get shot up. Oh, that was not off before the buzz when they counted to three. Wow. She, like you said, she traveled before she got it.
She shuffled her feet when she got the basketball.
Yeah, I do not think she got that off in time. Well, they counted it. So that's a three for Anders. And the first half comes to an end. It is Moline 28, Galesburg 24, and we'll come back with our halftime show, run down some halftime stats, talk more about this one, Streaks Trail 28-24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL. Support the FC Galesburg Youth Travel Soccer Club at Trivia Night on Saturday, January 22nd, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus in Galesburg. The cost is $100 per team with up to 10 players on a team, plus raffles, giveaways, food, and drink. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime here at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Moline Maroons 28-24 is our score. Streaks trail 15-13 at the end of the first quarter. They're outscored 13-9 in that second quarter. And, you know, it's unfortunate because Streaks made a nice, and as you said, Eric, had an opportunity. We were up by two, had an opportunity to increase the lead. And then I'm just totally losing my concentration here. Somebody right behind us. But as you said, opportunity to increase the lead and you know, a couple of bad turnovers. And, yeah, Moline took advantage. And that's the other thing. It seems, I don't know what we're at stat-wise turnover, but it seems like when we're turning it over that they're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's some very inopportune turnovers for sure. And I think that the big thing right now for the Streaks when you're in the locker room, you have to understand that, you know, you're not shooting the ball well at all. They're 10 of 32 from the field, 1 of 10 from downtown. And you're still within 4 points in this game. And realistically, that three, whether or not it should have counted, did count. And that really changed the complexion of the halftime score. Otherwise, you're looking at a one-point game at half.
So 28-24 is the Moline lead here at half. I forgot they do this. They're having the young kids out there playing, looks like, I don't know, fifth and sixth graders maybe, fourth and fifth graders, something like that, playing a game. They still have the clock running, but then the girls can't come out and warm up when they're ready, though, either. And I guess, I mean, they probably already had it scheduled. They didn't know the first game was going to go to overtime. So the girls get to play on the big court, which is really cool for them. But I'm surprised it took them so long to get it started, though. I guess they had to get them organized out here. So that's underway here. But we're at halftime. Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Of course, tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys back at it. They'll be back at John Thiel Gym. They'll take on the Quincy Blue Devils tomorrow night. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that action for you. Hopefully 6:40 for the pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. Just depends on how long the sophomore game's. Then it'll be a busy Saturday here on WGIL. By the way, also tomorrow night, the Illinois Fighting Illini Do we know yet? As far as we know right now, they're still playing
they're
Michigan.
They're still playing
okay.
as of right now.
They're set to take on the Michigan Wolverines. That's scheduled to get underway. I guess the pregame would be 7, so that would be an 8 o'clock tip-off. So once the streaks are done, tomorrow night we'll pick up the rest of the broadcast of the Illini and the Michigan Wolverines. Then coming up on Saturday, it'll be a busy day. The boys Martin Luther King tournament is happening. They will have a couple of games. The girls will downstate classic getting underway. We'll have one game. So the boys, let's see, what did I do with my schedule for the MLK tournament? I've got it here somewhere. Let's see. They are scheduled to play Gary Comer Prep out of Chicago Public League in the first game on the Saturday morning. I thought I had that here. I printed it off and I brought it. It's somewhere amongst all my papers here. Let's see. Let me check one of these pages. Let's see. That one. No, not there. Well, I thought I had it here in front of me. Anyway, they'll play against Gary Comer Prep. That game will be at some point on Saturday morning, and then the girls will play Saturday afternoon at down at Lincoln, and that is a 2:10 scheduled pregame and a 2:30 tip is when that's scheduled for, and then the boys will play again later against Chicago Orr. And let's see, that one is what time? Anyway, so the boys, I don't know what happened to my sheet on that. I had them. Had them here. But anyway, they'll play twice on Saturday. The girls will play once, and that'll be down at Lincoln. Then coming up next week for the girls, we will the boys will play Tuesday at Morton. The girls will host the Geneseo Maple Leafs coming up next Thursday night. A chance of redemption there as well. The boys will be here at Wharton Fieldhouse next Friday. Then the girls will have their Downstate Classic at Field Gym and play. At this point, they'll have that week the number 1, 2, and 3 teams in the state.
Yeah.
With Morton and Peoria High. Geneseo currently number 1, Morton and Peoria High 2 and 3, and they'll have Morton and Peoria High a week from Saturday. All right, we will take a time out here and come back and talk more about this one, run down our halftime stats, and hopefully at some point soon bring you the second half of basketball. At the half, it is Moline 28, Galesburg 24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
They deserve 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can...
Ow.
Maybe if you slowed
Ow.
Down, it wouldn't...
Ow.
Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow. Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Lever's Boxcar Express, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low 28. A winter weather advisory will be in effect 9 a.m. tomorrow to noon on Saturday for Warren, McDonough, and Henderson counties. And a winter weather advisory 6 o'clock tomorrow night to noon on Saturday for Knox and Fulton counties. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, snow in the afternoon with a high of 33, and more snow likely tomorrow night, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of new snow, overnight low at 21. It's 35 at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Silver Street Girls Basketball here on WGIL. So I guess the clock was running for the game they're playing right now. So our girls had come out to get warmed up for the second half, and they got sent back to the locker room. Oh, my goodness. What time is it now?
Right.
8:18.
Thankfully, they did this on a day when we had double overtime game.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. So sophomore game went double overtime. Streak came out with a win. 58-50 was the final in that one. And we still got 4 minutes left in this game here, the halftime game between whatever it is, the fourth and fifth graders. And oh, what a steal. No travel call there either.
It's just like
the varsity. Yeah, same officials. All right. So let's go ahead and get started on some of our halftime statistics. Scoring-wise, the Streaks with a couple of players with 8 points. Kira Kilgore with 8 on 4 baskets. 8 points for Abby Lingefelter. A couple of twos, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 for Abby Davidson. 2 baskets, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Alexis Edgerson with, why the horn?
Because I think they're going to call him off now and let the varsity warm up.
Alexis Edgerson with 2 points on a basket. Streaks with the 1 3-pointer, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Moline led by Caroline Hazen with 8 points. 3 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 7 points for Samantha Vito on a 3 and a couple of twos. 6 points for Paige Melton on 3 baskets. 3 points for Nayla Anders on a 3 that came after the buzzer, but they counted it at the end of the first half. 4 points for Renee Shipp on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. They hit 3 3-pointers and were 3 for 4. From the free throw line in that first half.
11 turnovers from Moline in the first half, 8 for the Streaks. Streaks got out rebounded 23-19, but do have a 9-8 advantage on the offensive boards. Moline shooting the ball pretty well. They're 11 for 24 from the field, 3 of 5 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, struggling, as I said earlier, 10 of 32 from the field, 1 of 10 from downtown. So not shooting the ball particularly well are the Silver Streaks. It'd be great if they could figure that out here in the second half.
So, I mean, you can't feel too bad, 28-24, and really not shoot the ball well, and Moline shot it pretty well, and, they got the 3 3-pointers. So, I think the Streaks need to find that confidence in their shots.
Right.
I mean, you know, we talked about, and in years past, we've talked about this shooting background, but, you know, the way Sterling's set up now, it's really, and honestly, there's actually probably a closer background to our right with the big bleachers on the south end of Wharton Fieldhouse. I don't know. It is a different shooting background, though, and takes some time to get used to.
Well,
so
we've talked about some of the overthrows on Abby when she's wide open underneath. If you convert on a couple more of those, I mean, Abby had 2 3-point plays there in that second quarter, and Abby Lingenfelter had one as well. So if Abby Davidson and Abby Lingenfelter get some more post touches, we might be talking about a different score as well.
All right, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 28-24, so at least the teams are back out on the court to get warmed up now with still a couple of minutes on the clock here. I'm not sure Moline's not actually out. Well, they're out here, but they're not on the floor warming up. Coach Ritchie talking to a couple of them, so do they not come back out and warm up for the half? Now they're walking out. I don't know.
I think he's just doing some instruction. I don't think they're going to actually shoot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're somewhat shorthanded. What, 8 players, I think, they have dressed. So, we'll see. All right. So, just about ready to get the second half underway here. Again, Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They play host to the Quincy Blue Devils at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that one for you. Then they'll play a couple of times on Saturday. Girls will play in between the two boys' games on coming up on Saturday. Waiting for it to pop back up on the board, see some of the scores from the Western Big Six Conference. Surprisingly, Quincy was actually up on Geneseo. I'm not sure what point they were in that game.
UT was up by 5 on Rocky to start the fourth.
So, hopefully it's topsy-turvy night in the Western Big Six, meaning we'll win here too, right?
Right.
He's kind of waiting for here we go. Let's see. 41-35 UT up with the fourth quarter starting. And Quincy 23, Geneseo 22. Oh, that's at halftime. Third quarter getting ready to start. No score on Alleman and Sterling. So, a little bit of surprise that the Quincy's right in it with Geneseo.
But he must be having a problem with some fan or something, because the officials and the Moline coaching staff have been talking to this officer in front of us.
Huh.
I thought I heard him say something about a Galesburg fan, but I can't tell who they're.
Yeah. And we could hear them yelling. I don't know if I didn't. Of course, I couldn't tell what any of them were saying, but we'll see.
And the direction they're pointing is towards the Moline fans. So.
I don't know. Let's see. Now he's walking down that way. We're getting ready to get the second half underway. The police officer's walking back that way, and I don't know. He's not.
The only person he's talking to right now is a Moline person.
Yeah, I don't know. Some guy down in the corner there. I have no idea. All right. Well, getting ready to get the second half underway. And it'll be Moline ball to start the second half. And they've got the lead, 28-24. All right, getting ready to get underway. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation, all streaks, road games. Really nice pre-owned 2020 Nissan Altima SV. You can check this one out on the lot tomorrow. If you're looking for pre-owned new, they can find it for you. They can get it for you. You just got to get in there and talk to them. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson. It's three up and no good by Smith, but Hazen with a rebound. She missed a shot. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound for the streaks. Bring it the other way. Kira Kilgore, left wing with it on the dribble. Penetrates, splits the defenders up, and gets fouled.
And that's Vito.
That is four against Samantha Vito. Wow. Good take by Kira. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. I wasn't sure she's going to be able to get between the defenders. She got up and under, and then Vito had to foul her from behind. She's got four.
Vito's first fourth foul comes with 19 seconds left, or 19 seconds into the second half.
And they've only got three players on the bench, so. So Ship is back in. 28-25, first free throw good by Kiera. 7:41 to play here in the third quarter. Missed the second one, and Abby Lingenfelter runs down the rebound. Good hustle. Beat Hotchkiss to the ball. Out high right side, it goes to Cadence Leidick for three. Bounces off, no good, and Hazen went over the back of Kiera. No call. Now a jump ball, and the possession arrow points toward the streaks. Nice hustle by Abby and Kiera going after that. Abby Lingenfelter going after the loose ball. So 7:31 to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 28-25 lead. Grace Nelson to inbound. And it comes to Kiera.
Thought that was going to get picked.
Yeah, I thought Melton or Ship was going to get that. Shot missed, but Grace Nelson with the offensive rebound. Cadence Leidick down the right side, goes between the defenders, and take your pick on who they're going to call the foul on. There's three white jerseys there, and it goes against, Smith. Bella Smith picks up the foul. That is her second. Second team foul on Moline here in the second half. 7:23 to play in the third. 28-25 is the Moline lead. Abby Lingenfelter, Grace Nelson out high. Abby Davis in the paint. Turn around, straight up.
Got
the nice roll off the back iron and fell through. She's got eight to make it 28-27, Moline.
Got to keep going inside to her.
Near steal by Cadence Leidick. Knocked it out of bounds on the far sideline. Cadence lucky she didn't get called for a push there, even though it didn't happen. There was some contact. They were both going after the loose ball, but back to the Maroons with 7:08 to play. Quarter number three, Hazen on the dribble out near midcourt. Out high right side, it goes to Smith. Hotchkiss at the right elbow. And a steal by Abby Lingenfelter, went to the floor to get it. And Abby Davidson has it now, gives way to Kiera Kilgore. Kiera to Grace, right side. Now it's Kiera, left baseline, it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Grace Nelson with it on high left side to Kiera in the left corner. Fires a three-pointer. There you go.
That's
that confidence.
A big one.
She's got 12. Make it 30-28. Galesburg with the lead now. Now three-pointer from Bella Smith right side. In and out, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound and fouled from behind by, I think it's going to be Hotchkiss.
A lot of contact there. Good job by Abby being strong with the basketball after the rebound.
So Hotchkiss picks up the foul. That is her second. And now the 13 foul on Moline here in the second
and
half.
Their front line starting to get thin as Hotchkiss is going to come out now. That's two on her, four on Vito.
So Martell that came up from the sophomore team. And what year is she? Does it say she's a sophomore? 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 30-28 lead. Abby Lingenfelter. Left baseline, it goes to Kiera Kilgore, back out to Abby. Now Kiera, left wing, penetrates in the paint, bounces for Cadence, three-pointer right wing, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound, knocked away by Martell, ball goes to the floor. Abby Lingenfelter picks it up, and Coach Massey gets a timeout. She actually did have a hold of it.
She did. She was
underneath
the pile.
Yeah, she did have possession. I mean, that was one of those times where we did finally see in the sophomore game, What was the call that we don't normally see? What was it?
They wouldn't let Rux call the timeout.
That's what it was, yeah. Yeah, when there was a loose ball. He said 30. Did we make this a mass timeout? Because we're on the bench. I think he indicated a 30 initially, but it looks like we're going to keep it here.
Yeah. No, it's 30 because the starter
is I'm looking at our other players on the bench. That's right, because they got, yeah, okay. All right, 6:11 to play third quarter. Galesburg with the lead, 30-28, and they'll have the basketball. And they'll inbound from their own left baseline. It'll be Grace Nelson to trigger. Grace Nelson, Cadence Leidick, Abby Lingenfelter, Kiera Kilgore, Abby Davidson for the streaks. Grace inbound. And it comes to Cadence on the left wing, back to the left baseline. Grace Nelson with it. Brings it back out high. And gets to Kiera in the left corner. Puts it on the floor, brings it out to the wing. swing it over to Grace on the right wing. Now nice backdoor pass to Kiera up off the glass and in.
Nice pass, finish.
Good work with the ball there and make it 32-28 streaks. Hazen on the dribble out high, working against Cadence Leidick. And now
we're going to get a hand check. Yep.
And she did. She had Cadence had her hand on her, a push,
that's
which
Cadence's
is her third foul.
Third,
but
yeah.
That's the way Hazen's played defense the entire night. So that's three on Cadence Leidick, and Hazen will inbound for the right baseline. Bounce in, knocked away by Grace Nelson.
It's going to go back to the Maroons, but that looked like it went off Paige Melton.
5:42 to play, 32-28 streaks, and now
we're
going to
full timeout.
Richie. So we'll take one as well, 5:42 to play here in quarter number three. Galesburg leads the Moline Maroons 32-28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow as Illinois takes on Michigan. Coverage begins following the GHS boys game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Well, they changed it to a 30. Hazen missed a shot out of the timeout. Streaks with the basketball. Grace Nelson with it out high right side. Right baseline, it goes to Cadence Light. It goes to the wing. Cadence penetrates, splits the defenders, and she's fouled, and it's going to go against,
it should
I believe,
be Bella Smith.
Smith,
right?
If so, that'll be her third. They do call Bella Smith. That is three on her, and that is the fourth. Is that the 15th foul? 14th foul in the second half. Caden Slider goes to the free throw line with two shots. Caden hasn't scored yet tonight. Until, thought that was going to roll through. That one rolled off. Thought she had the touch on it. Couldn't get it to fall. 5:21 to play third quarter. Streets lead 32-28. Second shot for Cadence is way too strong on it, and the rebound comes down to Melton for the Maroons. Now Hazen with it across midcourt right side. Caroline Hazen working against Cadence Leidick. Top of the key to Melton. Melton down the right side of the lane, up off the glass. Nope, blocked by Abby Davidson, but she lost a handle. Melton gets it back. Her shot blocked by Kiera. Now Kiera blocks Hazen's shot on the offensive rebound, and Kiera's going to get a call for her second foul. Caroline Hazen will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the game. Oh.
They're going to say it was on the ground.
She was going up for the shot. She got the rebound and was going up for the shot. And that's, she's asking the official
Coach
as well.
Richie's saying right now.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Did he call a jump ball? I think he called a jump ball.
Really? Oh, yeah, because
he
of last foul.
This.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Okay, so we call it a clean block. That's got to be a travel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, travel is called.
I thought
on.
They were going to call a foul. I was going to be like, that was cleanly ripped away.
Yeah, Melton tried to go between the defenders. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 32-28 lead. Cadence Leidick. Right wing on the dribble. Bounces inside Abby Lingenfelder. Tried to bounce Abby Davidson. Went off the leg of Melton.
Good no call, though. I hate when that gets called a kick. Yeah. You got to actively
I'm actually surprised they didn't, because I didn't thought it even went off her foot, but it doesn't matter. Cadence Leidick for three, right baseline, airballed it. That's going to be the second on Kiera. Went over the back of... I think that was Martell or who that was. 4:37 to play here in
the third quarter.
Yeah.
Not a lot of continuity, a lot of whistles, timeouts. We haven't gotten to the math timeout yet.
No, nope. And we've outscored them 4-0 so far in the third quarter. This is Smith with it out high on the right side.
8-0.
Or excuse me, 8-0. Yeah, that's right, because we got 32. I was looking at their score. Now Hazen drives left side up off the glass. She gets first basket of the second half for Moline, and it's 32-34, 17 to play. Abby Lingenfelter, Grace Nelson right in the center circle, swings it over to Kiera Kilgore on the left wing. Kiera into the paint, stops at the free throw line, kicks to Abby Davidson left baseline, leans in up off the glass, missed it, got her own rebound up off the glass, missed it again. Hotchkiss with a rebound. I think she got a little bit off balance on that.
Well, and I think she thought there was going to be contact. She went in expecting Hotchkiss to get her, and she slid by her.
Ship fires a three, can't hit. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Grace Nelson down court. It goes to Cadence Leidick to Abby Davidson on the right side. Turn around 10-footer. In and out. No good. Hotchkiss with a rebound.
That one looked good, too.
Yeah, it really did. It went down in and popped back out. 32-30. Streaks need to get the hoop open back up. 3:38 to play third quarter. Streaks with a lead. This is Melton with it. Out between the circle. Ship. Left side. Smith. Left baseline. It goes to Hazen just inside the three-point arc. Caroline Hazen wants a clear out. She's going to penetrate. Scoops it up. Missed it, though. But got her own rebound. Nope. Stolen away by Abby Lingenfelder. I thought Hazen had it. She tried to dribble out of
it. Well, she tried to stiff arm Abby, too, and Abby was able to break the stiff arm and go get the basketball.
Now, Kiara, 10-footer, missed it badly, and the rebound's going to go off of the head of Paige Melton, I think, so the Streaks will get it back. Streaks thought we were going to get the basket open up, and this will be the mass timeout. With 3:11 to play third quarter, it is Galesburg 32, Moline 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Becker, Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, 3:11 to play third quarter. The Streaks lead the Maroons 32-30. Just a slow-moving third quarter offensively, especially.
Yeah, no, definitely slow-moving third quarter. There's not a lot of flow for either squad because of the whistles and because of the timeout. So we'll see if that changes anything here as the tempo kind of picked up there right before the mask timeout.
Capri Ferguson to inbound, and she'll inbound from the left baseline. Juniper Schwartzman in as well, Alexis Ederson. And the inbound comes to Abby Liefeld down on the block and got knocked away from behind. We have a jump ball, possession arrow points toward Moline. Is that our first turnover of the second half? So 9 for the game, first in the second half for the Streaks. Hazen will bring it up for the Maroons. Streaks back in a 2-3 zone now.
I don't know, because Alexis is following...
Hazen. Wow, that was a tough shot. Went right up over the defender. Kind of a one-hander. Put it up and in.
She's had a couple of those tough shots go in.
12 for Hazen. Now we're tied at 32. Capri Ferguson, right wing, Alexis Ederson. Capri nearly overthrew her. Capri able to reel it in. Back to Alexis in the right corner. Pulls it back out.
Hotchkiss pushing pretty hard on Juniper in there.
Now Kiara drives in. Little runner is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Anders for Moline. Anders down the left side of the lane and leaned in, air ball to layup, and the rebound comes away to Alexis Ederson. Alexis on the run, 2-on-1 break. Down the left side, stops, puts it up off the glass, came up short. Kiara with a rebound up off the glass and in.
Good hustle there by Kiara to get down the floor to pick up that offensive rebound.
She's got 16, 34, 32 streaks, 2:10 to play here in the third quarter. Hazen, a nice spin move, missed the shot that time. Good defense by, I think it was Juniper Forsman there with the arms up. Streaks come away with Alexis Ederson right wing. Now Capri Ferguson with it out high to Abby Lingenfelter. 1:54 to play. Alexis Ederson on the right side to Abby Lingenfelter, right elbow. Now
3 seconds on Juniper.
Yeah. So the Streaks with their second turnover of the half. Martell back in. She'll replace Hotchkiss.
Abby Davidson back in. I'm guessing she's grabbing Juniper here. Nope, Abby Lingenfelter.
Abby Lingenfelter is going to get a break. 1:48 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 34-32. Ship's going to come out now for Moline as well as Smith comes back in. She's got 3 fouls. Of course, Vito with 4 fouls for the Maroons. Hazen to bring it up. I think the Hazen's the only one that has not been out for them. And she's doing all the ball handling and everything. This is Anders out high right side. Right wing goes to Martell. Martell puts on the floor. Swings it over to Smith left wing. Hands off to Melton. Melton penetrates, stops, spins, puts a shot up. Might have gotten fouled, no call, but hustles after the rebound. Now we have a tie-up, and it's going to go back to the Streaks this time. Capri Ferguson and Anders, Nyla Anders fighting for it. And they'll go back to the Streaks.
Streaks need a guard up there. Nobody's up there to get the ball. Capri got kind of lost in the moment. I think she wrestled with
Anders for that basketball, and it got a little touchy, and the crowd got into it, and then Capri forgot she had to be down here to bring the ball up.
Alexis Edgerton, right wing to Capri Ferguson, 1:10 to play in the quarter. Streaks with a 34-32 lead. Capri on the dribble, goes to the baseline, pulls back out, picks up, gives to Jennifer Schwartzman, a little 10-footer up and no good. Rebound comes away to Anders for Moline. Now it's Smith, right side, right baseline, goes to Hazen. Right back to Smith, give and go. Smith missed a shot, got under too far, and Kiara Kilgore comes away with a rebound for the Streaks. Long down court pass, Alexis Edgerton running the floor, stops, gathers herself up off the glass and in. Nice look from Kiara to Alexis Edgerton, and it's 36-32 with 39 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks with a lead. Hazen gives to Melton, top of the key. Now it's Martell, left side. Back out, gives to Anders near the center circle. Out high left side, this is Smith. Now Melton with the top of the key with 22 to play. Melton pulls it out now. Left side it goes to Smith. Smith on the dribble. Now Anders out high right side, right wing to Martell. Martell drives right baseline. Ooh, a block on Juniper. Martell looked like she got past her cleanly. I don't know. That's the first on Juniper.
Well, that's a tough one if you're Martell because you're getting an open layup and you get called back because they called the foul.
That's three team fouls on the Streaks. Back in, Cadence Lydic, Abby Leofelter, as Alexis Edgerton, Juniper Schwartzman get a break. Hazen to inbound from the right baseline for the Maroons. 13.9 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks for the lead, 36-32. Anders' dry shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Falls out of bounds, so it'll go back to the Maroons. Good D by Abby, but Anders kind of got free there to get inside. Somebody missed her on the right baseline. Hazen to inbound once again. And it comes to Melton, and she's going to go right back to Hazen, post it up, leans in and tries to push Kiara out of the way. Kiara blocked the shot, but Anders came away with it. Kiara knocked it away. Anders gets it back. Right baseline, Anders fires a three, missed it, and at the buzzer, no good. We have played three quarters of basketball. That is Galesburg 36, Moline 32. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Well, then why were you following them?
Right. Respectfully, right. By the way. Respectfully chasing down the jurors on this case.
And keeping our distance.
Respectfully.
But running a red light. That's why I got pulled over.
Yes.
Right.
You friggin' liar.
Well, he looked both ways before running it, so it was very respectful.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
For the next Bohannon Show, Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, to take a look at voting reform. We'll see you right here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Fourth quarter underway. Tom Erdith there, Gibson, Warden Fieldhouse. Streaks outscore the Maroons 12-4 in the third quarter and lead 36-32. Vito back in at the right elbow, down the right side of the lane. Shot partially blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby with a rebound. Outlet to Capri Ferguson. She'll bring it up for the Streaks. Gives to Cadence Lydic in the right corner. Brings it back out and gives to Capri out high on the right side. Back to Cadence. To Abby Davidson, mid-post. Turnaround fadeaway up and good. Abby Davidson.
Iffy move by Coach Ritchie to bring Vito in already because she can't play defense on Abby Davidson.
Now a pass knocked away by Abby Leofelter. Vito able to get it back. Now Smith have it. Gives to Hazen. 38-32 Streaks. Ooh, Abby Leofelter's getting a call for the foul. As Vito was posted up, and Abby tried to get around in front, knocked the ball away, but got the call for the foul. That is her first, and that is now 14 fouls on the Streaks.
Streaks have to identify who Vito's on because I go to her every time down the floor.
Yeah. Now Smith drives left side, got free, and ooh, nearly missed a layup, but got it to fall. That is her first basket, and it's 38-34, 7:08 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a lead. Abby Lingefelter with it. Capri Ferguson now.
No.
Tried to go inside Abby Davidson. Went right in the pass.
Good idea by Vito. Capri.
Now Vito went behind the back. Lost a handle on it. Now ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. And the ball's going to go back to the Streaks. Yeah.
It was a good idea by Capri because she saw that Vito was on Abby Davidson. But you got to have a passing lane. And think that's what Coach Massey's going to do a little coaching on right now. Grace Nelson comes back in for Capri.
So Streaks basketball, Moline was going to try to inbound, but Streaks, Adrian Richard was trying to get the timeout. They didn't give it to him. They got the jump ball call before he got the timeout signaled. Grace Nelson, left side, it goes to Kara Kilgore. Now it's Cadence out high right side. Grace Nelson, backdoor pass to Kara, got knocked away. Abby Leifelter comes away with it, though. Out high to Cadence for three. Out high left side. Good. Oh, was it two? Just inside.
She's inside the line.
So that's the first basket for Cadence. They get 40-34 Streaks. 6.5 minutes to play here in the third or fourth quarter. Hazen dribbles in, kicks out to Melton, right wing. Stops, fires a 17-footer, missed it. And a rebound, Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks. Now Grace Nelson on the run.
It's 11 rebounds for Abby Lingenfelter.
Grace out high right side, gives to Abby Davidson, right wing. Now it's Kira Kilgore, top of the key. Left side, Grace Nelson on the
back
dribble.
Oh, they had Abby back door. And she's behind Vito. So if Vito turned around and tried to defend it, you might have gotten
now Kiara drives one. Right at Vito. And is that
that's
it?
That's going to
yes,
be five.
It is. That's five. That is the fifth foul on Samantha Vito. And she tried to draw a charge. And she did. She was still moving to the left.
Well, you can't,
when that happened.
You can't
yeah.
chance that if you're Vito.
Yeah.
You've got to let her go by.
So that's going to be it for Samantha Vito. 7 points she's going to foul out with. Had a three and a two in the first quarter and a two in the second quarter. Got in foul trouble early.
7 points, four rebounds for Samantha Vito as she fouls out.
So under 6 minutes to play, 5:57 to play in the ball game. Kiara Kilgore goes to the free throw line with two shots. Streaks lead 40-34. First one is up and good. 17 for Kiara on the night.
Streaks trying to get their biggest lead of the game on this one.
Second shot up and good as well. So Kiara now 3-for-4 from the line, and they get 42-34 with under 6 minutes to play. Nice backdoor look to Smith.
Oh,
and I don't know why she didn't take
layup.
The shot. Yeah.
Travel.
Now Martell lost the ball, tried to get it past somebody after the travel, but nonetheless, Grace Nelson comes up with it for the Streaks. Streaks with a chance to increase and get a 10-point lead or better. Grace out high, picks up, gives high post to Abby Lingenfelter, back out to Grace Nelson near the center circle. Dribbles left, gives to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. Kiara looks over the defense. Abby Lingenfelter on the left baseline. Out high it goes to Grace, back in the left corner to Kiara, fires a three. Good! Kiara Kilgore for three. 45-34. First double-digit lead of the ball game. 5:10 to play. Streaks with a lead. This is Ship out between the circles. Now Martell has it out high right side. Martell, right wing, goes to Ship. Melton wanted to post it up against Grace Nelson. She wouldn't give it to her. Now it's Smith with it on the right wing. Drives in, left-hand shot up, no good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks. To Grace Nelson, 4:45 to play, 45-34 is the Streaks' lead.
Moline doesn't look like they're running too much offense. They're really just pressing whoever's got the basketball to go in and score.
Now Abby Lingenfelter had it knocked away from behind by Hazen. Martell comes up with it, and her pass is stolen away by Grace Nelson. Grace in the backcourt. Now it's stolen by Smith. Bounces for Hazen under the basket. Leans in. Got the shot up and in. And a timeout called by Adrian Ritchie. And this time he indicates a full timeout again. We'll see if that's what they're going to give him. 14 for Hazen. Yeah, it is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:25 to play. It's Galesburg 45, Moline 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
4:25 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 45-36. Late night here at Warden Fieldhouse as the sophomore game went to double overtime. The Streaks fortunately came out on the winning end of that. 58-50 was the final score. They lead this one 45-36. All right, out of the timeout, it'll be Streaks basketball. They have to bring the length of the court. Moline will pick up with some full court pressure. They've lost Samantha Vito. She fouled out of the ball game with 7 points. It'll be Martell up guarding the ball, and it'll be Abby Lingenfelter to inbound. And it comes to Grace Nelson. Anders trying to guard her, and Grace gets it across right side. Now Abby Lingenfelter hounds it near the center circle. Kiera Kilgore on high left side to Abby Davidson. Top of the key, right wing, it goes to Grace Nelson. Brings back out high, gives to Cadence Leidick. Cadence back out to Grace. She'll reset for the Streaks.
Good decision right there by Cadence. If you don't have anything, there's no harm in resetting when you have a 9-point lead.
Abby Lingenfelter out high right side, picks up, gives to Abby Davidson on the left wing. Abby on the floor, gives to Grace. Streaks content to run a little clock and look for a good one. Don't want to get a 5 call, though. Now Kiera Kilgore out between the circles. Drills right, gets a pick from Abby Davidson, pulls it back out. Now drives baseline. Kiera reverses it up off the glass and in.
Great
nice
take.
Job by Kiera. 21 now, 47-36. Streaks lead, 3:34 to play. Martell drives in. Ooh, oh, my goodness. The ball went right into the hand. She tried to bring it up from her waist, and Abby Lingenfelter just grabbed it, just grabbed the ball, and he called a foul. That is going to be her second foul. That is the easiest kind of block shot there
is. To her. And now we're going to get a mass timeout because, you know, we haven't had a timeout in 30 seconds.
If anything, that should have been a jump ball if you're going to blow the whistle. But, all right. Well, 3:31 to play in the ball game. It is Galesburg 47, Moline 36. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. Driving a really nice pre-owned vehicle tonight. It is a 2020 Nissan Altima SV. It's black in color, sharp, sharp-looking car. I've always loved the way, you know, I'm used to... You and I both used to driving in SUVs of smaller ones, but this it's just a totally different feel. Low rides low, but it's a really, really nice ride, though. Really, I really like the way these cars ride. And I know over the years when we've gotten to drive the Altimas, always really like driving them. But handles really well, nice and smooth on the highway, and got all the features you're looking for, including heated seats and the heated steering wheel, which is really, really nice this time of year. So check this one out. You'll be able to see it on the lot tomorrow at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Of course, if you're looking for a brand new, pre-owned, whatever the case may be, they can help you out. Stop by and talk to them and find out what they can do for you. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. 3:31 to play. Streaks with a lead, 47-36, and it'll be, well, they're not even calling on the shot either. She was trying to put a shot up. All right, well, it was, okay, interesting interpretation of the rule on that one.
I mean, I guess technically, if they're still saying it happened when she brought that ball down.
Hazen shot blocked by Kiera Kilgore, and Kiera smacked the second one. You could hear her hand smack off the ball. And that is her third foul now, but they call her for the foul on it. Yeah. Hazen is a tough player. She does not. She's always active. So she'll go to the free throw line with two shots with 3:27 to play.
2 of 4 from the stripe now.
Only 4 seconds went off the clock on that play.
I guess.
Missed the first one. She's got 14 points on the night. Caroline Hazen. Second shot is up, and that one is good. She struggled. She just three for five for the line. Literally, I thought I missed that one in the second quarter. All right, 47-37 Streaks. Abby Lingenfelter inbound to Grace Nelson. Grace across midcourt right side. Pulls it up, brings it back out, and she'll set the offense. Dribbles left. Now back to the right. Hands to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles. Abby to the right.
If you're going to call the hand check, call it all over the floor.
Exactly.
You can't hand check up by half court if you can't hand check in the lane.
Well, and Hazen, that's the way she plays defense because they let her, and they haven't called it once on her. Kiera on the dribble, right wing, goes baseline, reverses it, missed it, though, this time. And Hazen with a rebound for Moline. Hazen on the run, right down the middle of the floor, scooped it up and threw it out of bounds.
Oh, how is it?
She threw it out of bounds. Somebody may have gotten a hand on initially, but she went ahead and went through with it and threw it out of bounds. And they're going to even give it back to Moline. Wow. And he didn't indicate like a block. He just automatically said they're about, ooh, Martell got free on the inbound. Streaks weren't paying attention. She puts it up and in. And it's 47-39. Streaks got to take care of business here. Kiera Kilgore out high on the right side near midcourt. Hands off to Grace Nelson. You got to play to win. You can't play not to lose here.
Right, you do.
Grace has it, looking for help. Gets to Cadence out of the key. Hands back off to Grace.
You just got to be smart about it if you're going to burn clock here. If they start jumping passing lanes, go back door and get the layups.
Abby Davidson with it in the center circle. Dribbles right, gives to Grace Nelson with 2:16 to play. Grace drives baseline, gets through, and they're going to call if that was a Martel. Yeah. I'm not sure what that was either. I don't know if I saw contact.
That's her second.
So Martel with a foul, 47-39. That is 16 fouls. So actually both teams with six. So any other fouls, they'll both be going to the free throw line. 2:13 to play. Grace to inbound from the right baseline. In it comes to Kiera, right baseline. Right gets it to Abby. Lingenfelter up off the glass. Nope, missed it. Too strong on it. And
well, Anders grabbed her arms, and she tried to power through the contact and just too tough on it.
So it'll be Abby Lingenfelter going to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 2:11 to play, 47-39 streaks. First free throw is up and too strong.
Don't want to miss the free throws at this stage of the game.
Abby Lingenfelter, the senior, eyes the second. And that one is good. She's got 9. And make it 48-39, 2:11 to play. Back in, Martel goes to the bench. Ship checks back in for the Maroons. Hazen brings it across. Right wing, it goes to Smith. Right baseline, this is Anders. Top of the key goes to Ship. She dribbles left, and it's stolen away by Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the run, down the left side, stops, puts it up, got it, and one.
Wow. Nice shot by Cadence there.
Cadence, 4 points all in the fourth quarter here. Big steal. And the foul goes against Bella Smith.
That's her fourth, right?
Yeah, that's four on her now with 1:56 to play. And 50-39 is the streak's lead. Cadence Leidick at the free throw line with a chance to convert the traditional three-point play. And the free throw is up and good. She missed her first two in the third quarter. Now she's got 5 and make it 51-39, biggest lead for the streaks. Hayes now high right side, picks up her dribble. I don't know if she meant to.
No, I don't think so. I think that ball kind of skipped up on her, and then she just had to grab it.
Out high right side. This is Ship with it. 1:43 to play. Now it's Melton, top of the key. Sensing a little fatigue on this Moline team. They've got a shorthanded bench with the exception of Hazen. She's still all over the place. Now Smith with it. Right wing it goes to Ship. Ship fakes, drives in. Little runner. She ran right over. Oh, my goodness. She ran right into Cadence Leidick.
That's one of those calls I just can't stand. Yeah. If the offensive player runs into the defensive player, you don't have to be set up like they teach you.
And she initiated the contact. Oh, my gosh. So that's 4 on Cadence now with 1:28 to play. So that'll put Ship at the free throw line with a chance. Are they calling it a two-shot foul? Okay, two-shot foul. Wow. So Renee Ship at the foul line, 1:28 to play, 51-39 is the streak's lead. First shot is up and good. She's got 5 in the ball game. Her other 4 came in the first half. 51-40 now, 1:28 to play.
Then if you're not going to call the charge, which it should have been, how is that a shooting foul?
Yeah, because she never got anywhere close to getting a shot off. Missed the second one. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound and got fouled. Thank you. The official right on top of the play under the basket, didn't blow the whistle. The official out near midcourt saw what we saw and called the foul. And that is it for Bella Smith. Right. That's her 5th. And we'll walk the other way, and Abby Lingenfelter will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Bella Smith finishes with 2 points and 6 rebounds. Just as a reminder, in the first matchup between these two teams, Bella Smith had double-double, 13 and 12, and San Vito had 13 points, 4 rebounds. So the two highest scorers from the last time these two teams met have now fouled out of this one.
And 9 points between the two of them. Now, he's got, they're waiting. He's got to put another player in. He already has him in. Okay. Not sure what they were. So chance of the one and bonus here for Abby Lingenfelter. First shot is up and rolls off no good. Rebound to Martel as she replaced Smith. Now Hazen on the run with it. Hazen in the paint, crosses over, puts a high arcer up, no good. It might have been partially blocked. Saved it in bounds, and Cadence Leidick comes away with it for the streaks. Gives to Grace Nelson in the backcourt with 1:10 to play. Grace bounces for Abby Lingenfelter. Now Kiera Kilgore left side. Fakes right, goes left, baseline, stops, puts it up with left hand. Too short, she's too far into the basket. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, but she's fouled this time. I don't think Kiera was surprised she was that wide open.
Right.
Got herself too far under.
I think she thought somebody was going to jump out at her, and no one did.
So Kiera goes to the free throw line with 2 shots, exactly 60 seconds to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks looking for win number 5 in the Western Big Six Conference as they lead 51-40. Kira Kilgore, the sophomore at the free throw line. First one is up, rolls off, no good.
Looks like, from what I could tell on the scoreboard, it looks like Geneseo and Rocky both won. Rocky won 49-45, Geneseo won 55-39.
65-38 is what I think that's what I saw anyway. So that wasn't much of a second half. Second shot for Kira is up, and that one is good.
I think that maybe it's 65.
I don't know, I couldn't tell. We're at a weird angle here. Now three-pointer right side. Anders no good. Caden Sliding with the rebound runs out. Now Wisely pulls it back with 50 seconds to play. Grace Nelson bounces for Abingley and Feltrinock here. Kilgore left wing. Can't imagine they're going to foul. We'll see. 41 to play. 52-40 is the Streaks lead. Don't want to get a 5 call, though, either. That's what Coach was yelling. I told her to get rid of it. Now Abby Davidson to Grace Nelson right in the center circle with 30 seconds to play. Abby Lingenfelter. And she's fouled by Shipp.
Well, and Shipp looks frustrated. I don't know how you could be frustrated. You were all over
him. Yeah. So Abby back to the free throw line. And this will be a 2-shot foul, as that is the 10th team foul on the Maroons. So Abby Lingenfelter trying to get herself into double figures here. She's got 9 on the game and does.
Double-double.
So Abby Lingenfelter, another double-double for her. Points and rebounds. Hotchkiss checking back in for the Maroons. She'll replace Shipp with 28.3 to play. 53-40, Streaks lead. 28.3 to play here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Good night here. Sophomores won a double overtime, 58-50. The final second shot for Abby is up and good. Back the other way, and they turn it over. Moline just lost it on that one, and the Streaks get it with 24.9 to play.
20 turnovers in the game now for Moline. Can't imagine that they're going to foul here.
19 to play. Kira holding on. Dribbles right. Goes to the free throw line. Now down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. The reason she did that because I already wrote down her point total. Now she's got 2 more. 56-46 seconds to play. Hazen misses the shot. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound. Gets to Grace. 1 second to play. And a final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a win tonight. Final, Galesburg 56, Moline 40. We'll take a timeout. Come back and talk about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down stats. We'll get our Days Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 56-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win here tonight, 56-40, the final score over the Moline Maroons. Galesburg now 17-4 on the year, 5-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. The Maroons dropped to 13-10 overall, also 5-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. So the Streaks keep hopes alive for at least a second-place finish. More than likely, we're not expecting Geneseo to lose too many games. Hopefully at least one to the Streaks coming up next Thursday night. We'll see, though. All right, so the Streaks win here, 56-40, the final score. Take a timeout, come back, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. The Prairie Drifter Snowmobile Club invites you to the Snowmobile Radar Run at Lake Story Sunday, January 23rd from 10 to 3. Watch snowmobiles reach 160 miles per hour in 1,000 feet while you stay warm and listen to the announcer over your car radio. Concessions stand on site. Get all the details on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 28. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from 9 a.m. tomorrow to noon on Saturday for Warren, McDonough, and Henderson counties. And a winter weather advisory will be in effect from 6 tomorrow night to noon on Saturday for Knox and Fulton counties. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, snow in the afternoon, a high of 33. More snow likely tomorrow night, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of new snow. Overnight low tomorrow night of 21. It's 32 at WGIL.
Tune in for Father on I basketball tomorrow as Illinois takes on Michigan. Coverage begins following the GHS boys game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Streaks winning here tonight, 56-40. They outscored Moline 20-8 in that fourth quarter. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, first off, congratulations on the win. We were just talking off here about your rebounding, and you know, there's been years past where they've been a team. They keep coming at you on the offensive glass, but you guys did a really good job. Yeah, they did get some second looks at it, but for the most part, you guys were keeping them off and able to limit the possession.
Yeah, I don't know what the others totaled, but you guys had Abby Lingenfelder with 14 and Abby Davidson with 9. You know, that's you know, really impressive as far as if what they did. And then the other thing defensively is I think we kind of had to, you know, they did a nice job of trying to take matchups and post us up with things. But we had a nice job of where Cadence and Key and Alexis all, you know, took different turns guarding 12 with varying success. But, you know, I think it was important that we had multiple kids be able to guard them. You know, we'll have to look at the tape, but I'm not sure I've ever seen any worse out-of-bounds defense than we had. That, I mean, it was just it was incredible of the number of times that somebody totally unguarded was right at the basket.
Yeah. Well, you talk about 12 Hazen, and she is tough to guard. She never stops moving. I think she's probably the only one that didn't see any time on the bench for them, and I don't know that she ever stops on either end of the floor. She's coming at you, and she's going to be very physical when she's defending you as well. I thought you guys did a pretty good job handling that pressure of her on the ball.
Yeah, she's a great athlete, and, Moline's got it going as far as girls' sports with the they have the athletic PE and get them all in the weight room regularly all the time. And, we're talking 12 months a year. And you can see physically it makes a difference.
Well, Coach, a good win for you here tonight. A really good night. Obviously, it's a late one. The sophomores went to double overtime, but they made a nice comeback. I think went on like a 9-0 run late in the third, early in the fourth, and come back, and they get a good win tonight.
Yeah, that was a big win for them. They did a nice job.
All right. Coach, well, congratulations on the win, and we will see you Saturday afternoon.
down at Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Neil Alexander Court.
Yeah, yep. I've had a conversation with him on email and let him know we're going to be there, so looking forward to that. Coach, thanks again. Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks winning here tonight. 56-40 is the final score over the Moline Maroons. We'll come back and run down some post-game stats. Also, we'll have our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks winning here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 56, Moline 40. Streaks now 16-4 on the season. Well, let's start with some post-game stats here. We'll start scoring-wise. Streaks with three players in double figures. Kara Kilgour leading the way, 26 points, 8 twos, a couple of threes, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 11 points for Abby Lingefelter, a couple of baskets, or a couple of twos, a three, and a 4 for 7 from the line. 10 points for Abby Davidson, 4 baskets, 2 for 4 on from the line. 5 for Cadence Lydick, all in the fourth quarter, a couple of baskets and a free throw. She was 1 for 3 from the line. Alexis Edgerson with 4 points on a couple of baskets. Streaks with the 3 three-pointers in the game. Struggled from the line, but still come out with a win. What, 11 for 20 from the free throw line for the Streaks?
Yep.
All right, for Moline, they were led by Caroline Hazen with 15 points, 6 baskets, 3 for 7 from the line. Nobody else in double figures. 7 for Samantha Vito before fouling out. All those came in the first half. That included a 3 and a couple of 2s. 6 points for Paige Melton on 3 baskets. 3 for Nayla Anders on a 3-pointer just before the end of the half. 5 for Renee Schiff on a 3. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Bella Smith on a basket for the Maroons. Let's see, I had them 3. Let's see, 4, 5. 5 for what were they?
5 and 9 is what I am.
5 or 9 from the free throw line, and they had the 2 three-pointers in the game.
Moline turned the ball over 20 times in this one. Streaks only turned the ball over 14, so not a bad game. I think Coach Massey would find that acceptable, especially on a +6. Streaks out-rebounded Moline, not by much, 39-38, including 16-15 on the offensive end. Moline shot the ball all right, not great. Ended up with 16 made baskets, including 3 of 13 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 21 of 55 from the field, 3 of 14 from downtown. In addition to the points that Tom told you about, Juniper Schwartzman had a rebound. Abby Davidson had the 10 points, but she had 5 blocks, 2 steals, and 9 rebounds. Abby Langenfelter had the 11 points, but she had 2 steals, 1 assist, and 14 rebounds. Cadence Lydick had a board and assist and 2 steals to go with her 5 points. Lex Sedgerson, 2 rebounds and assists to go with her 4 points. Capri Ferguson, 3 rebounds and 2 assists, even though she didn't score. Grace Nelson, 1 rebound, 4 assists, and 3 steals, even though she didn't score. And Garrett Kilgour, another solid game, 26 points, but she also had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks.
All right, so the Streaks win here tonight, 56-40, the final score, the 16-point win for the Streaks. They're now 16-4 on the season, 5-3 in the work, 17-4 and 5-3 in the Western Big Six. Moline drops to 13-10, also 5-3 in the Big Six. Take our final timeout, and our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The WGIL button is back.
This year, it's yellow and black.
It's been red and blue and black and white.
It's been green, purple, gray, and out of sight.
It's been worn on a jacket, coat, and sweater vest.
And if you've been spotted wearing one, you can attest
that an envelope full of cash is the cat's pajamas.
And if we spot you wearing one,
well, you'll probably go bananas.
$500.
Oh, my God. I can almost faint.
Up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
City Select Motors, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Insulate your home and lower energy costs with Guardian by Knauf Insulation. It offers year-round comfort and is perfect for both commercial and residential projects. Stay warm and save up to 15% on heating costs, too, even on the coldest days. Pick up some fiberglass blown-in insulation for easy installation. It's perfect for walls, attics, and floors. Get yours today for only $29.99 per bag after a $5 mail-in rebate. See store for details. Check it out at Menards.
Save big money.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Streaks went at 56-40. The final score here at Warden Fieldhouse. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson. Our final order of business is to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Of course, Kira had another outstanding game, 26 points, 7 rebounds. Let's see what else. A couple of steals, or a steal, a block, a couple of assists. Abby Davidson just missed a double-double, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 5 blocks in the game. Had a really nice game. This young lady, though, and really Coach talked about the rebounding and that effort, especially in the second half. Outscoring them 20-8 in that final quarter, and a big key was preventing a lot of second shots. And you got to credit this young lady for that.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior Abby Lady-Falter. She finishes with 11 points, 14 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 assist, and her rebounding is huge. In the second half, she had 10 rebounds in the second half, and of those 10 rebounds, 8 of those were defensive rebounds. So she did a great job of limiting the possessions for Moline and getting the streaks of the basketball back.
So Abby Lingefelter is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, good win tonight here, Eric. We knew this was a team. I mean, shorthanded or not, I understand they were shorthanded, but it doesn't matter. We knew if we played a good game, we'd be right in it with this team and have an opportunity, and we just kind of took them out of it in the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, you've been talking about it. It's when we played this team last time, the Streaks just weren't playing good basketball, and so you felt like if you were playing a good ball and you come out, and that first half, I felt like the Streaks kind of made it a little bit more difficult on themselves than they needed to. They missed, they weren't getting the ball inside to open players. They missed a lot of shots from the outside. And so you kind of set yourself up in a tough way. But they came out in the second half and they hit shots, and that was the biggest thing. And then when they were able to limit Moline on defense, they were only getting the one shot. Vito got in foul trouble from the jump. She picked up her fourth foul within 14 seconds of the half, I think it was 14 seconds of the half starting. So that was a big momentum changer as well, I think.
Streaks win at 56-40 over the Moline Maroons. Sophomores win in double overtime, 58-50 here tonight. Well, we'll be back with you on Saturday afternoon. We'll head down to Lincoln, Illinois to take on the Railers, and that'll be part of the what's that one called? The Downstate Classic. That's it. Thank you. So Streaks win it here 56-40. Sophomores win 58-50 in double overtime. That's going to wrap it up. Don't forget Galesburg High Boys Basketball tomorrow night. They'll host the Quincy Blue Devils at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that one for you, getting it away about 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Thanks to our studio engineer Clark Burnett. For Eric Gibson, Tom Aerdeth saying good night from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.